My mother had left the cousin's house in a daze. Outside, the sun was high, the air full of dust. But instead of taking a taxi home, she began to walk without direction. She found herself in a wealthy neighborhood, where the diplomats and generals lived in sprawling houses with tall, wrought iron gates. She saw a woman in bare feet and a tattered shawl wandering through an open gate and up the driveway, where a group of men were washing a fleet of Mercedes-Benzes and Land Rovers. One of the men shouted at the woman to leave, but the woman stood where she was, a bony arm stretched out before her, her face shrouded in shadow. Another man finally dug in his pocket and threw out a handful of coins. The woman ran after the coins with terrible speed, checking the road suspiciously as she gathered them into her bosom. Power. The word fixed in my mother's mind like a curse. In America, it had generally remained hidden from view until you dug beneath the surface of things, until you visited an Indian reservation or spoke to a black person whose trust you had earned. But here, power was undisguised, indiscriminate, naked, always fresh in the memory. Power had taken Lolo and yanked him back into line just when he thought he had escaped, making him feel its weight, letting him know that his life wasn't his own. That's how things were. You couldn't change it. You could just live by the rules, so simple once you learned them. And so Lolo had made his peace with power, learning the wisdom of forgetting. Just as Lolo's brother-in-law had done, making millions as a high official in the National Oil Company. Just as another brother had tried to do, only he had miscalculated and was now reduced to stealing pieces of silverware whenever he came for a visit, selling them later for loose cigarettes. My mother remembered what Lolo had told her once when her constant questioning had finally touched a nerve. "Guilt is a luxury only foreigners can afford," he had said, like saying whatever pops into your head. She didn't know what it was like to lose everything, to wake up and feel her belly eating itself. She didn't know how crowded and treacherous the path to security could be. Without absolute concentration, one could easily slip, tumble backwards. He was right, of course. My mother was a foreigner, middle class and white and protected by her heredity, whether she wanted protection or not. She could always leave if things got too messy. That possibility negated anything she might say to Lolo. It was the unbreachable barrier between them. She looked out the window now and saw that Lolo and I had moved on, the grass flattened where the two of us had been. The sight made her shudder slightly, and she rose to her feet, filled with a sudden panic. Power was taking her son.